it's a tremendous zuchus to learn it together again. For today, I'd like to go through something in the Sefer Olam Hamidos. He has a chapter here on the Inyan of Simcha, and there's something that I saw very recently that made a profound impression on me, an idea that I never really thought about, but once I saw it, it made a lot of sense. I believe in the psychological terms, that's something called the synthetic a priori, where an idea that you realize to be true all along. So I want to just jump right in, and we'll start, see how far we get. This is, right? So if you want to know, how do I really acquire this wonderful attribute of being someone who's besimcha? You know, everybody wants to be around somebody who's happy, but how do I make myself into a person who's besimcha? So we have to begin by answering one single question. Miteva adam she'im nase lo dover tov, o dover gorim lo simcha v'koros ruach. When a person has something that makes him really happy in life, you know, whatever it is. Aval b'mehera tigmor simchoso, it doesn't last too long. Aval gets a chash v'shalom nase lo dover rav, when something the opposite of good happens, yesh letzar gadol. Person has tremendous, you know, agmas nefesh. They're upset about this, and it doesn't go quickly. Vitzar mamshich lizman merube. It goes for a long time. So we never really thought about that. But why is that? Nimsa shadavar tov oisa pachos roishem yeshar davar ra. Comes out that the thing that was good happening made less of an impression upon us, didn't affect us as much as the thing that didn't go the way we wanted to, that's giving us tzar. And the raya is that it lasts for a short time, the good thing, and the tzar stays with us for a long time. Lama, why? It says, L'chore tzarech liyos hefech. Really, if you think about it, it shouldn't be the opposite. Shai Amr Chazal, Gemara and Yuma, Ayin Vav, Amad Aleph, Mida Tuba, Tova, Meruba, Mimidas Pranios. A good character trait, a good thing is much more powerful, makes much more of an impression, lasts much longer, is more intense than something that's the opposite of good. To understand why this is, why the good things in our life we don't focus on as much, and then the tsar, you know, affects us much longer. Hashem is constantly doing one chesed after another for us. Umamela comes out, Margish Adam Shazek Kitev Etzlo. This is just natural. Of course Hashem's going to give me good things. Ve'enu makir kamahu be'emes ma'usha. He doesn't realize in truth how fortunate he is. U'memeile kishir lo chas v'shalom dover ras. Then when something that's not so good comes along, nisha haroishim l'zman meruba. That lasts a long time. Ve'doim l'nekudah shechoyra ketana al na'ilovon. It's like a one little splotch, one little stain on a white piece of paper. It stands out. You focus on it. You have a nice white Shabbos shirt and you spill a little bit of a barbecue sauce on it. Oh, it's the end of the world.
On a
sensitive kid who doesn't realize how much his parents are taking care of him. But if he's lacking one little thing, then he starts complaining to his parents about all the things. We're the same way. We're like that spoiled kid. We have Avinu Shebar Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, constantly giving us good things. Bechayim, bekoichus mechiyodim, begodim, veochel. The clothes we have, the food we eat, our life, the ability to do all these things, the ability to learn Torah, the ability to talk, the ability to see. The otoivus ad ein sof. Without, we can't even be mishar how much Hashem is constantly doing for us. Kulam heim hatova me'eis Hashem yizborach. All these goodness Hashem is giving us. V'im kodesh baruch hu hayim meisires tov ha'godol. If Hashem would remove this, bevadai shahayim arichin heitiv kol dover toiv. Va'az hu kimo nekudu levona al nair shchor. It would be like a white dot on a black piece of paper, the exact opposite of everything. Like a father takes care of his kid. So we have to open up our hearts and our hearts, our eyes and our hearts to appreciate all the things that that Hashem is giving to us. That's what Rabbi Kestenbaum is advising, you know, in this a way to appreciate the simcha. We have to have hakaras hatov. for everything that Hashem is giving him. Now, he doesn't bring down this ma'isa, but there's a story that's told by Schwab Zatzal, that towards the end of his life, he had a foot was amputated, and he was still besimcha. And they asked him, you know, you just went through this very difficult procedure, you know, how are you still so happy? So I think he said two vortlach, if I remember correctly. One was that Hashem has made me a millionaire. So he took back $5. I mean, if a person's constantly thinking about all the chesed and all the brachos and all the kochos that he has from Hashem from the time he was born until right now, of he's filled with such a kochos, I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. So Hashem took back a little bit, but look at everything else I have in my life. So Hashem amputated his foot. Look how much else he has. And he said a vort, you know the famous Mishnah, right? Ezehu osher hasameach bechelko, that a person who's besimcha is the one who can be happy and content with what he has. He said differently. He said a taich, he's mesameach with a chelik of what he once was. Mesameach bechelko, he has simcha even when he's only a part of what he used to have been. So let's go continue a little more. This is such a beautiful say for Olam Hamidos. So he continues and says, "V'chein horulam chazal devorech al kol chesed v'chesed she'anu mekabel mehakadosh baruch hu." That's why we have a requirement to make brachos on all the chesed and the kindness Hashem does for us. "V'chol boker anu moedim v'shabich l'kadosh baruch hu omrim moda an defanecha melechai v'kayom." Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me back my life. Yeah, the joke is every day above ground is a good one. But that's true. Every day above ground is a good one. Asher bochar bonu mikol Hashem, you picked me. You picked us out of all the nations. You know, imagine, you know, when you're kids and you're playing basketball on the playground and you have everybody lined up against the fence and the captain picks you off, says, "You, you're my first round draft pick. I want you." What a great feeling. Okay, so it's a little simplistic, but imagine you have all the nations lined up, and Hashem singles us out and says, "You, I want the Klal Yisrael, I want you, I want the Yidin." That's Pshat Asher Bachar Banami Kol Ha'am. He had all of them, and he picked us. Asher Noson L'sich Ribina, you've given me intellect, Pokeach Eivra, I have eyesight, Malbish Arum, you've given me clothing, V'chulei V'chulei. B'vadei She'en Kavanos Chazal Shehor. Reinu Lamar, Brachos Eilu, Shnemar Osam, Lohis Bonus Chavana. Obviously, when Chazal are telling us, make these brachas, don't just rip through them, fly through them like you're getting on to the next thing. It has to be his bonus. There has to be kavana. Think about what we're saying. A chaver of mine, Usher Bush, is upset with these sidurim that, like, you have in the margin, you know, have kavana at this part of the davening. Have this in mind while you're saying. He says, if you're just reading and thinking about what you're saying, the words, you're having kavana. He didn't like this idea, but that's what we mean. When we're making brachas, we're saying, thank you, Hashem. Ela adraba, aleinu loyimar oysam belev mole hakoras hatov. We should feel so thankful to the one who's giving me the ability of eyesight. The ability is giving me to stand up straight. Before we put the food into our mouths, as way the Rishonim Lum, that the Lashon of Baruch, I'm not giving anything to Hashem. I'm recognizing you as the source of all brachos. I'll call chesed v'chesed on a mode and say thank you. To say, to be mode. Mode means to say thank you, and it means to admit. Rav Huttner has in one of his beautiful poetic expressions, two people who meet in the same inn. Mode, thank you and admit. I'm thanking you for everything and I'm admitting that everything comes from you. We're careful to make our brachos with a feeling of thanks and acknowledging what Hashem has given us. As nargil es atzmeinu lismoich v'halkeinu. Then it becomes nargil, like the English word regular. We become people who are accustomed and frequently to have this attribute of hakaras hatov. And when we're a person who are filled with hakaras hatov, how can you not be happy? How can we not be besimcha? Come on, I should be happy. I look all around me. Everyone else, they're also walking. They're also talking. They're also thinking. So yeah, Hashem's like, you know, just giving out to everybody. Why should I feel so special? All of Ladaz la hazchiya hagadolish zoichlios meha'am hanifkar mashlo zoichlo roif haolam. First of all, we have to remind ourselves that of 7.7 billion people in this world, we are the Am HaNivchar. We are the Am HaNivchar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us and tasked us with a special responsibility. But what a zechus it is. The Imrak is bone in Ha'adam Bezef. A person just meditate on this idea. Yochel Hagil Edei Dimos Shel Simcha. a person would have tears of joy. And really, the takeaway from this section is to focus on all the good that we have. And when, as many said, Rav David Hirsch and others point out, that Hakaras HaTov is like a watershed midah. When a person has this quality trait of focusing on that, then all the other positive characteristics will flow from that as well. Just to end off this section. There are many basic things that some people are lacking. What, you want to be the only one who gets it? I'm the only one who has health. I'm the only one who has parnasa. I'm the only one who has shalom bayis. And I don't want my friends to have that. Adarabah. Tzrichim anu yoyser hakaras hatov al zeh shakosh baruch hu meiti l'chol briyosav. Hashem is doing good for so many people. V'nachshu l'atzmeinu, we should think to ourselves. Im ish asher yitin $1,000. The guy got $1,000. L'chol echad ve'echad. Everyone gets $1,000. A handout. Just line up. Here's $1,000. Ha'im lo yismach b'matana. So I should be happy that I'm getting it. Af shigam acherim kiblu es hakesef. With the guy next to me in line, the guy in front of me in line, he's also getting $1,000. Who cares? Baruch Hashem, we're all getting it. Adarabah, makir toy v'la'adam zeh. He doesn't have any responsibility to give out this to anybody. He has a nedivas halev, a generosity, and he's giving out to people. How wonderful is such a person like this? Hashem doesn't owe us anything. All of the goodness that we have, it's just a chesed from God. Not because we are deserving this. So he ends off this section with a little powerful quote from the Sefer Orchos Tzadikim, one of the Moser classics. The idea that Hashem doesn't owe us anything. We're not entitled, it's not. It's kumfmir, it's magili. Hashem doesn't owe us anything. All that we have from HaKadosh Baruch is complete chesed. And we think about this, and just to meditate on this for a few minutes before a mincha, before we're davening marav, before we, while we're sitting in traffic, whatever it is, but just to have these kind of thoughts with us constantly, it'll create the type of feelings that we'll realize how much Hashem is giving us, and the mail out of that, we'll have nothing left but to cry tears of joy, a simcha, as how fortunate we truly are. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful day. Kol tov.